Hi, I'm Rob Brown and welcome you accounting, finance professionals, tech enthusiasts to the Accounting Answers podcast. We've embarked on a captivating exploration of the future of accounting and its profound connection to the ever-changing technology ecosystem. Think for a moment how access to the minds of a range of accounting experts, influencers, vendors and leaders would keep you super informed about what's going on in this wonderful profession. You'd stay relevant and future-focused. You'd make better strategic and career decisions if you know what forces are in play and what factors are driving change. To unravel complexities and unveil the future of accounting, I've personally interviewed 111 leading accounting professionals, tech leaders, and industry influencers, each bringing their unique expertise and insights to the table. And together, we'll delve into the five critical questions that will shape the accounting world. Through the eyes and minds of people living the accounting life or talking to accountants every day, we'll talk about five critical topics that ignite impassioned debates and stimulate minds across the globe. We're mapping the transformative trajectory of the accounting profession and its symbiotic relationship with the technological revolution. We'll be asking about the next-gen accountants, how far down the advisory line firms are, what's going to change the accounting world, what the software vendors and tech providers could do better to serve accountants, and what's coming up in the future. Let's get straight into the answers for today's topic. Nobody can deny that the accounting landscape is constantly evolving, and the next few years are expected to bring even more transformative changes. The adoption of cloud-based accounting software, the increasing use of artificial intelligence, the growing emphasis on data analytics, these are just a few of the trends that are shaping the profession that we all work and live in. All this week, we're asking a range of experts who are either accountants or who serve them closely what they think is driving the change. Let's tune into their answers. Let's take a few moments now with Jessica Freiberg, managing partner of leading Chicago accounting firm Sassetti LLC, who brings a wealth of expertise and leadership in driving the firm's success and client satisfaction.
I think that AI will continue to have a really big impact on accounting. I think that we have to implement that across the board with all of our service lines. I think some of the challenges that we're seeing with that are the standard setters and peer reviewers and how we get those bodies to accept some of the AI and how that ultimately changes the level of service that we're providing to our clients. But I think once those are in place, those pieces are in place from the standard side, that we'll really see that take over how we're providing audit services, tax services across the board.
Join me now as we listen to Jim Bork, the force of nature that is the partner at Witham and global advisory leader at HLB International, a pioneer in leveraging technology to enhance global advisory services and firm efficiency.
I do believe what's going to change accounting in the next few years is finally, we're starting to see change at the vendor level that's supporting our profession, right? So globally, I won't call them out, but we all know the legacy vendors in our profession globally. And they did a great job. They gave us the tools that we needed to service our clients. Having said that, there's so many shortcomings in those tools. As I mentioned earlier, the tools were not cloud-based. The tools were not device agnostic. The tools were not a browser agnostic. In other words, I want to use a Mac. I want to use a Windows-based machine. I want to use my mobile device to access these applications. We couldn't do that globally on the legacy vendors. I'll tell you, over the last 18 months, more so over the last 18 months than ever before, and I am today working with technology entrepreneurs in our space that have, Rob, these crazy ideas about how they can utilize current technology to fill those voids, to help us become more effective at servicing our clients. I'm being blown away at these ideas. So we're going to see vendors best of breed in the AI space, the RPA space, the machine learning space, all of the things that are going to try to replicate those mundane tasks that we do in our profession. Automate those to allow us to do what we've been trained to do. So we're going to continue to see really flourishing, best of breed vendors in our space, solving a lot of our pain points.
Let's engage now with the thinking of Jody Grundon, partner and virtual CFO practice leader at Andes CPA and Advisors, who's redefining the role of CFO services with a strategic technology-driven approach for growing businesses.
AI is definitely one of the biggest things right now, and it's a buzzword, but I really believe it to be true, is that with AI, it's going to really help accountants learn how to provide advisory work. And what I mean by that is that a lot of the things that accounts are doing right now, hopefully will be automated within the next year or two or 3 years. When you think about it, you kind of laugh because 10 years ago, people thought tax returns were going to be the biggest business for accountants. In reality, most people don't have accountants prepare tax returns anymore. Those are typically done through the TurboTaxes of the world, the IRS, the different agencies across the world are helping provide those returns. Whereas accountants now are going to be clearly focused on it, and AI is going to really help them get to that next level of advisory.
Lending their voice to the debate now is influencer and heavyweight in the accounting world, Joe Woodard, CEO of Woodard and host of Scaling New Heights Conference, dedicated to empowering accounting professionals with education, innovation, and community.
Yeah, so for the next couple of years, not the far-reaching future, in the next couple of years, the most imminent change will be generative AI, this conversational AI that we now know as ChatGPT. It's going to take on a lot of different forms. You're already starting to see it embedded into products that manage practice, that deal with client correspondence. It will already analyze now in solutions like Carbon and Canopy and other practice management solutions. It will ingest the email. It will analyze the email. It will, when you click reply, say, we think this would be a great thing to say in this reply, and just pre-script it all for you. So you can just read your own reply, make small changes, and then edit and go. So as you start seeing conversational AI infused into the client experience app that we use, it's going to streamline significantly the interactions we have with the client. It's going to make those interactions much more astute and much more detailed. It's going to make us look really good in the short term until they figure out that we're just using the same chatbots as everybody else. And the other place where I think we're in an imminent impact to the benefit would be using those same tools to streamline research, though you still have to validate it. It's gone from being a child to an adolescent, but both children and adolescents will lie to you. So you've got to check what they pay, but at least it gives you the baseline. You can go do a little fact checking on it, maybe even delegate the fact checking. Whereas before you would have had to run the whole research from end to end, you can send the fact checking to somebody else at a lower pay grade in the firm, and then they can roll it back up, say these two facts were wrong, these 10 facts were right, I've corrected them, send to the client. And as long as you're not charging by the hour, these tools are going to do amazing things for you. And if you are charging by the hour, they're going to cost you a lot of money, because you're going to do things a lot faster.
And now a few insightful words from John Fenton, the CEO of Sensei, empowering accounting professionals to amplify their leadership skills and drive significant impact within their organizations and the accounting industry.
Technology definitely is going to continue to change the profession dramatically. So we need to be able to embrace technological changes, not avoid them. If you're not comfortable as a leader embracing that, find people on your team that can do that, or hire the right people that really thrive in the technical details and technical development, because it is going to be important. But also looking at offshoring or outsourcing talent, because there is a dearth of talent. We all recognize that may change, but we recognize that now. And continue to build your culture that focuses on people and performance, not just people, not just performance, not just don't even focus on billable hours, but focus on serving your clients in excellence.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what, if anything, will significantly change accounting in the next few years? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area of what is coming up change-wise for accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best influencers and leaders we can find in the accounting world. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends and colleagues. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK Europe region. These are great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.